person that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he's mighty...
mighty hard-headed or something. Stubborn.
Dumb and
I was my husband that way. Really? I couldn't joke with him at all. Anybody else can, but I couldn't. Oh, that's a good question. You ask me a whole last question. You know, what they call Moses? You know, he's the one who built that Lord.
I think the one who built the ark was Noah, wasn't it?
Yeah, Noah.
What did they call it?
Yeah, you keep all them animals in that ark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they call him besides Noah? Animal tamer? Animal keeper?
I don't know if I've ever heard him called anything else than just by his name.
Noah and Lark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a pair of these kind of animals in it. Two horses, two cows,
mm-hmm.
two elephants, all of them. Those in that barn, those in that place, stunk. I bet that was a packing house.
I imagine so. I imagine you had to clean it out every night.
Yeah, me.
Well, you couldn't because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his family were once saved.
Have you ever gotten a cold, you know, so that it affected your voice?
Yeah.
You say that you were a little bit...
hoarse.
Does a cold usually do that to you?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. I get hoarse just talking sometimes.
I see. Or what would you say about a person who can hardly hear at all? You say he's just about stone.
Getting hard hearing.
Anything else? You might say he's just stone.
Get stone here. I guess that, one thing I know, you get back to being hard hearing.
Or deaf?
Get
that right?
Yeah. Deaf.
Deaf hearing.
You know, when
you get out
in hot weather like this and you begin to work, it's not long before you begin to...
sweat. That's my next follower. You see, throw out salt.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor told me not to eat no salt.
Hmm.
But yeah, he eats a lot of salt, you know.
Boy.
And he sweat a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
You take off his shirt, let it dry, look out flour.
Is that right?
That salt turned from white.
Oh.
I can't eat salt either. Never.
No why? Salt filled water.
Yeah. Bro, I should.
Have you ever seen these things of some people get them on their skin, got a little white place right in the middle, and you sometimes have to mash it?
Pimple? Some people call them pimples, some people call them... that's a pimple. I mean, blackie, I think it is. Blackie.
Ever heard it called a
pimple? I got one here, but mine's mobile.
Mm-hmm.
This one here bothers me a whole lot now.
Mm-hmm.
Moves around, so I feel like... I don't think I put... wash off that bottle, good and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Puts that oil on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they told me he got hit to the head with castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
He got that castor oil. Maybe he got that oil, with castor oil.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a place that I was talking about called a boil?
Yeah, boil.
Mm-hmm.
Rising.
What do you call that white stuff inside it that you have to...
corruption. Make?
Or
say it. Looks like that stuff in your nose when you have that cold.
Oh, yeah. What about, you know, if somebody accidentally got shot or stabbed in the leg, you might have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if it doesn't heal cleanly around the wound, what kind of flesh do you call that when it gets all infected and kind
it
of...
it's infected.
Have you ever heard of people talk about proud flesh?
Yeah. I heard my friend talk the other day, a while back. They said it had was air act in his ears.
Uh-huh.
He called the gun. The gun is something like that.